Island selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. I'm Gabe Dinnan, and I'm here with my two co-conspirators, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Yep. That's what you say. That's what you always say.
Okay.
How are you guys doing?
There's no proof. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I don't usually like to talk about current events that much, but there are some mosquitoes out right now. Mm. That are
okay. So I have a theory about this.
What's
okay,
that?
All right. So these new mosquitoes. I don't know if you've been noticing.
Oh yeah, we should explain what it is.
Can you explain what it is?
Yeah. So there's a new breed of mosquitoes that have taken over Los Angeles.
Mm, this is true.
And they are ankle biters.
Yes,
is what they're officially being
yes.
called.
Because
they don't buzz around near your head. They buzz around near your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And they bite you and then you are miserable and that's what's been happening in mm-hmm. Gabe.
So yeah, my theory is, there's also been, it's flu season.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're correlated. I think the ankle biters are what's causing the flu.
Oh boy. That is
sharing,
scary.
They're sharing blood between people. Is that what you mean?
Oh, they're transmitting the flu. The flu.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the flu is transmitted by mosquitoes.
Okay. Well, I met the first person who doesn't believe my theory. So far, everyone who I've been telling this theory to automatically shakes their head up and down like, yes, you're right. And
they
immediately run away from me.
I'm a doctor.
We have to bleep that out every time you say that.
Yeah, we have to bleep that out, please.
It's true.
Okay, and?
And I know where the blue comes from, the flu.
Okay.
It's airborne particles.
So,
gross.
You're a doctor of blue? I don't understand what.
I can't give out medical advice, July. You know that. It's part of my job.
Okay, great. So I won't listen to you then.
Fine. Well, spread this theory around.
I will. I'll spread it around just like these mosquitoes are spreading around the flu.
It's not happening. It's impossible.
All right.
Well, we have a guest right now who knows a thing or two about theories, right?
Mm.
Conspiracy theories, right?
Hell yeah.
She's the host of Lizard People. It's a podcast that is great.
Right? Is that the sound of a mosquito or a lizard?
That wasn't me.
It was a lizard.
It was a lizard.
Oh,
yeah.
I just assumed Agata made the weird noise.
No.
That's fucked up.
I hate mouth noises.
Okay.
Right.
Oh man. Sorry to already be on my soapbox, but I had to watch some ASMR for work and it's horrible.
Oh.
Okay, anyway, what were you gonna
please
say?
Please welcome Caitlin Hempstead. And yeah,
I'm anti-ASMR and pro conspiracy theory.
All right. Elaborate on this.
Why do you hate ASMR?
I think I have the reverse of the thing that you're supposed to have with it,
uh-huh.
where it makes me want to scream and until I catch on fire and burn into a little husk of a
These
woman.
Are spoons.
No,
these are spoons.
Especially when they go.
Oh, I hate that. Oh my God. I hate that so much.
Are they fucking scratching?
My headphones went out at that exact moment you did that. Can you do that again?
Please.
For Agata?
No, I don't want to hear it.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just gonna.
You guys are mean.
This episode is going to become a very popular in the ASMR community.
Yucko. I hope not. I don't want them to have anything good. Just kidding. I want them to be happy. I want them to enjoy their mouth noises. I just don't want to have to be exposed to it.
Anymore. Right.
Yeah. Are you like me where you don't like hearing people eat things, like any mouth related, like for me specifically, the worst is like yogurt or pudding.
Oh.
Wow.
Why are you hearing people eat yogurt right in your ear?
Well, like at work, like if people are eating yogurt around me.
She works at Yoplait.
Oh, well, that's a struggle then, isn't it?
Yeah, I can hear
like that.
Stop.
You know what is a real trigger for me is on The Bachelor, sometimes they'll mic people, and when they start kissing,
yes.
it's just like...
Yes, oh, yeah. it's so romantic. It's
nasty. That shit's nasty.
Probably my favorite part of The Bachelor, to be honest.
The kissing yeah. noises. Yeah. It's the only part left that is at all entertaining. So yeah. I'll give you that. Yeah, that's right. I'm anti-Bachelor, too.
Hey,
yeah.
you're preaching to the choir here, because we watched a little of it and then we all gave up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
It's too much of a commitment.
It's way too much of a commitment. The people suck for yeah. the most part.
And then the episodes sometimes are like 3 hours long. It's like, who has the time to watch some douchebag
yeah.
make mouth noises
I
for 3 hours?
Can I steal you for a second?
Yes.
Please don't talk about my favorite show like that.
Julie, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to insult you or your taste or anything.
Okay, Gabe, while they're having a sidebar, do you want to eat some pudding?
Oh, sure.
Cool.
Thanks for bringing this, by the
way. Oh, yeah, of course. It's my pleasure.
I love licking the lid.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Yeah, I didn't make it. I brought Kraft's grocery store pudding. Anyway, we'll just be over here.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I think the host of the show is really good.
Mm,
of The Bachelor.
You Chris think Harrison? He's good?
Yeah. Yes.
He's not talking to you. He's talking to me.
Oh, sorry.
They're sidebarring.
Oh, I forgot. I thought it was over.
Anyway, it's key lime. Pudding.
July.
It's good. I
he's
thought
not
it was
a good guy.
Why is he any good?
He's a bad boy. I hate to break it to you.
That's what I love about him.
No, not in a good way, in a bad way.
Fine. Anyway, I'm going to eat my pudding.
It's not bad for being like a grocery store maid.
Yeah.
Is Chris Harrison a bad boy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a molester?
I don't remember. He was like accused of...
Really?
Sexual assault or something.
I guess
right?
I retract what I said in that last segment.
I don't remember the details. It was something.
People can Google it for themselves.
Yeah.
They don't need us to do the work.
Yeah.
Yes, and thank you for saying that. We encourage our listeners to Google everything we ever say.
Yeah. Just to verify that it's right, because yes. we know it is, and we yes. stand by it.
Yeah. Please send all corrections to corrections at twb.cool. Hot tip, it goes straight to the trash.
Oh, salty. Gabe, you're on a sass train today.
I am. I wow-y. Can't get off.
Choo-choo.
Oh, like, salt bay over here.
If you got something bad to say about this free podcast, then you can take it to the trash can.
Yeah.
That's what we always say.
Take it to the trash can?
Yeah.
I haven't heard it before listening to the show, but I believe you. Yeah. You always say it.
Yeah. So you do a show about conspiracy theories, right?
I do. We've covered many. And they're all equally beautiful and dumb.
Mm. So is it like you talk about one thing for an episode?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, that's very fun.
What have you done recently?
We did Forests Aren't Real.
Forests Aren't Real?
It's like an extension of Flat Earth, but it's sort of this idea that like there used to be, when you look around and you see mesas, like Devil's Tower in Wyoming, if you can picture that.
For the non-Spanish.
Got it.
No, I literally meant tables. Mm-hmm. Like when you look around and you see a table, that used to be a tree.
Yeah.
No, it's like when you see a mesa in nature, that's the stump of an ancient tree. And the trees that we have now are just like paltry little babies in comparison. And then we did Khloe Kardashian as OJ's daughter.
Oh, I read about that.
That was a fun episode.
I read about that. Did you conclude that she was?
I was not quite convinced. But you're going to have to listen to find out.
A teaser.
Yeah, I love to tease.
Is there any conspiracy that you were not expecting to believe, but then you found yourself being more convinced than you thought you would be?
There's been a few. One of them, embarrassingly enough, was that the moon landing was faked.
Ooh.
Right.
Because he came at me so hard with science, which is always my weak point.
He blinded you stupid. With science.
Absolutely. I was blinded by the light of his science.
Science.
Science. It was weird science, but it did the trick.
Yeah.
I was confused. And it was like, no one could actually survive going past the Van Allen belt because of radiation. And I was like, okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a NASA gal.
Yeah. I've heard this stuff.
Yeah. It's like, I know that it is wrong, but in the moment I was like, okay.
I don't want to believe that we've never been to the moon.
Yeah, that would be a real bummer to find out.
That would be a bummer to find out.
Because we haven't been anywhere else.
Yeah, that's literally our one thing. We send a rover to Mars and nothing else.
Yeah. We're sending a bunch of people on a suicide mission to Mars, but...
Yeah. Fuck. Would you go on that? Would you go on to the Mars mission?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. A hard no and a hard yes in July.
I would, let's see. I would do it if my co-pilot on the trip was a monkey or a chimpanzee.
Say more.
I think we would get along. I think we would have a growing friendship. I think, obviously I want to come back from the trip.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And I think
you're not going to come back, July. That's the whole thing.
On the way back from the trip,
there's no return trip, July. It's a one-way ticket.
One-way ticket.
You're living with that monkey on Mars forever.
You got to fall in love with that monkey.
You got to fuck that monkey.
I mean, that will be.
Sorry. Okay. I've said the F word so many times already.
It's okay.
You have to fuck
it. You have to fuck it.
I'm sorry, but... That's NASA rules.
Yeah.
But I already do that now.
How do you?
On Earth.
Who? Which
Where?
Monkey?
Is it Marcel from Friends?
It is Marcel from Friends.
Very funny. No. Is that monkey dead?
I hope so, for its sake.
Yeah. Oh, I've been fucking then. Anyway.
All right. Well, we got to bestiality pretty quick.
I felt some turbulence from Gabe when he was talking about Marcel.
Yeah, you don't like that monkey.
I feel bad for the monkey. I pity the monkey.
Is it because
like Mr.
David
T?
Schwimmer?
Yeah, because he had to hang out with David Schwimmer.
Well, he was talking. David Schwimmer was talking in interviews about how he hated the monkey, and that's why the monkey was taken off the show. Was because he was like, I don't want to be around that fucking monkey anymore. Mm. Isn't that crazy? That's the power that David Schwimmer has.
Honestly, I don't think I would like acting with a monkey either. Mm. I hate to agree with David Schwimmer on anything because, as you know, we all have personal beef with him.
Yeah.
Different personal beefs.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I have to agree. I think acting with a monkey would suck.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah. But you stick it out because that's what the people want.
Yeah.
Well, as someone who has a sexual relationship with a monkey,
sure. We should not let that go.
Yeah.
It's totally easy. It's totally fine. We role play in the bedroom.
That's what? He's already a monkey.
Well, he does this fun thing where he plays a human. I play a monkey.
Oh, freaky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're a switch. Mm-hmm. Human monkey.
Yes. Human monkey switch.
Yeah. I know that this is a little bit of an inappropriate question to ask people in a relationship, but I think it's relevant here. Are you a top or a bottom?
Oh,
I'm horny.
Oh, oh wow.
Was that a Robo Laura Hall?
Oh, yes. you know her?
I think this conversation is...
It's really stirred
It's heating
her up.
It up.
Really heating her up.
Can she...
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Oh,
she's saying hello to you.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Oh, hi. Oh, sorry. Hi, Robo Laura Hall. I wasn't sure where you were looking because your eyes are so sort of
they're
flat.
Weird.
They're
yeah.
googly.
They're weird.
Yeah, they're sort of wacky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, hey.
Of course, you know, listeners to the show know her as being the producer, our wacky producer, some like to say. Mm. She takes care of all the important administrative. Hua. What?
Who what?
Hua.
Hua?
Hua?
She's trying to say whoa.
Oh.
As in like, hey, whoa, I'm wacky.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That made me think of HUAC, Robo Laura Hall, which of course, as we all know, was the House Un-American Activities Committee.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Chaired by J. Edgar Hoover. So mm-hmm. I'm not a communist.
I live there.
In HUAC?
Yes.
Wow. She's been around for a long time. She's a classic piece of computing history.
Are you telling me that the U.S. government had the capability to build AI in the 40s?
Mm.
Yeah.
This is a conspiracy.
I've made some tweaks to her since she started on the show. But yeah, originally she was only like she only worked. You put in punch cards.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then she
would respond based on what was on the punch cards.
So interesting.
Ow.
What
happened? What's wrong with her?
When you keep saying punch card, she says ow.
Oh, okay. I guess she's got some PTSD around those punch cards.
Robo Laura Hall, did it feel bad to have a punch card inserted into you?
Yes.
Oh.
We're sorry. We've changed a lot of that technology. It was very primitive.
Hmm.
I forgive you.
Oh.
I didn't.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yikes.
Squing.
Squing?
I think she tried to say schwing.
I thought that was like a robot insult. Like, you freaking squing.
Squing.
Squang.
Squang.
Sling.
So, we do talk about things that are trending on this show. Besides all of the various conspiracies, do you think that you're someone who follows that stuff?
I'm an extremely online person.
Mm. Right.
So, well, maybe not extremely online. I'm a above averagely online person. Mm. So I think I know about some trends, but I don't have any teens in my life.
Mm. Lucky.
And I know, I truly hate teens. So yeah, I would say I am a moderate trend follower.
What would you say is your main source of information on the internet?
Twitter.
Yeah.
Freaking Twitter.
Twitter.
It never stops.
It just keeps tweeting.
There's always someone tweeting.
Yeah.
Any hour of the night.
Robo Laura Hall must love Twitter.
Oh, she does.
Oh, yeah, she's on it. You should follow her and everybody at Robo Laura Hall.
Okay. Has she ever met real Laura Hall?
No.
She wishes.
Wow. I could maybe. I could maybe set that up.
Oh, you know her?
No way.
Oh, like you're excited or like you don't want to?
Yes.
I don't.
It's not being clear today.
Escada is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Escada may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Escada, board certified addiction medicine.
Ask Escada is my segment where the readers come to me with their problems. And I'm here to help, you know? Any topic, anything that's going on, I can help. If you have a question for me, go to twb.cool/ask, or you can call or text 432-AGADA-HI. What do you have for me today?
This question is from Annie Loves Animals. Hey, Agata, the person I'm dating has two huge pet snakes. I love dogs and cats and wouldn't date anyone who wasn't an animal lover, but these things scare the shit out of me. I can't even sleep over because I'm terrified they'll slither out of their tanks at night and into the bed with us. WTF should I do?
Dump him. No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. No way.
This might be the quickest version of this segment. Did I play the outro?
We should have
dump him.
Ended it at dump him. That is horrifying. I fucking hate snakes so much. There's no way I would ever sleep in an apartment that even had a snake thought in it.
Oh.
A snake thought?
Snake thought.
Now, the thought of a snake or a thought of a human about a snake?
The second one.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But so, you would let a snake think and then leave an apartment and then you would go in?
Yeah, I mean, if it's lingering, as long as the snake's gone, there's no immediate threat of the snake returning.
Okay.
But all of us right now have just thought about snakes.
Yeah.
So does that condemn my apartment forever?
I mean, are you thinking about adopting a snake? That's what I was thinking.
Oh, I know that face. That's the face you make when you're thinking about it.
You said that.
You could put it right here.
Yeah. I could just put it behind the production glass with Robo Laura Hall. Actually, she would look cool with the snake around her shoulder.
Oh my God, like Britney Spears at the VMAs. But a robot.
It would be totally indistinguishable.
She really does
toxic.
Look like... Oh! That's
that
my favorite Britney song too.
Toxic? Yeah, that's one of her songs. Mm-hmm. That's a different video though. Right? Was that what she was singing?
At the VMAs?
Yeah.
Was it I'm a Slave for You?
Yeah.
That sounds more likely.
Yeah.
No.
It was.
The thing is, it was.
You're wrong. I know your computer, but you're wrong.
Okay. So you're just out.
There's no compromising. There's nothing unless this man's gonna get rid of the snakes. Two snakes. Oh, this is making me so nervous just thinking about it.
Two snakes.
Her thought at the end of saying, two snakes.
That's my rapper. Sorry, two that snakes. Was such a wet whisper.
Oh, wet so whisper sorry. Is these a are gross spoons. Phrase. These
are spoons. Wet whispers that's is my favorite ASMR website.
Oh, God, I hate this. I'm thinking about sleeping soundly in a bed and then having two snakes slither in there and fucking cuddle up to you. No. Absolutely not. End of story.
If I can derail real quick, July, would you have sex with a snake?
Mm.
Oh, no. I am in a committed relationship. I would never cheat on my partner.
Okay.
With anything.
What if you were single?
Yeah, what if he died? The monkey.
Why would you say that?
Well, they die faster than us.
Everyone dies.
And also everyone
that's
dies.
True. Everyone snakes does have die. Holes. What?
Yeah, snakes have a cloaca, I believe. They just have one big hole for everything.
Did you say snakes have holes?
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, for a person that hates snakes, you sure do know a lot about snakes.
You gotta know your enemy. Okay. You gotta learn about your enemy.
Oh, so you're not grossed out by them. They're your enemies.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I would say probably both. The worst to me is anacondas because
they don't want none and it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're self-sufficient. They also
gotta have the buns, huh?
Are so fucking scary. Anytime I'm in even just a lake or something, I'm like, what if there's an anaconda loose in here?
In a lake?
I know it doesn't make sense.
In California.
Anywhere.
Okay.
Even when I'm in my bathtub.
Okay, picture
no,
this again.
No, I'm sorry.
What if you...
Snakes, anacondas have come out of toilets.
Where?
In Florida.
Well, then don't go there for so many reasons.
I don't want to. I won't. I'll cancel my flight.
What if you were to go to a state fair?
Okay.
And,
corn dog. Yum.
No, you get a hot dog.
Oh, let her get a corn dog.
You get a corn dog. You also get a hot dog. Yum. Because it's your specialty. And then you find a snake in the hot dog. What do you do?
In the hot dog?
Yeah, instead of the wiener. They give you a snake. They go.
This is a great question.
Whoops.
This is a really good question.
They go, I'm sorry. I think I gave you a snake.
Are you asking me if I would eat it?
No, I'm asking you what would you do?
I would throw it right back into that person's face.
Wow.
Wow.
Like which I do with every item of food that's wrong that I get.
Whoa.
Going to a restaurant with you sounds like a nightmare.
It's not fun.
Not fun. Yeah. I don't want to be working at Soup Plantation around you.
Oh, that's happened.
Because a lot of their stuff is not right.
Yeah.
That's
very wrong.
Boiling hot clam chowder so right hot. To the face.
Oh.
And you know what? You got to do it that way. Otherwise, no one ever learns.
Have you ever held a service job?
Yes, I did. I worked at a place called Super Salad, which was the Texas version of Soup Plantation.
What did they serve there?
Name every single item, please.
It wasn't soup or salad. It was S-O-U-P-E-R. Super Salad.
S-O-U-P-E-R?
Yeah.
God, I'm so hungry for Soup Plantation now. I might go after this. Oh.
It was a similar... I've actually never been to Soup Plantation, but I think it's a similar setup where it's I gotta try it. Buffet. Is that what it's like there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they have like different kinds of soups, different kinds of salads, and then like a couple other random things like flatbread pizza.
Sounds exactly like Soup Plantation.
An ice cream.
Soft serve.
So, mac and cheese. Yeah, Jell-O. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So I worked there. That was my first job. Mm. Then I worked at... Papa John's.
Ever get a pizza thrown to the face? A whole pizza?
No, because that was perfect every day.
Well, good for you.
Okay. And then I worked at Abuelo's Mexican Grill.
Grandpa's.
My grandpa.
Grandpa's. And then I worked at Texas Roadhouse. Yeehaw.
Wow.
Wow, yeehaw.
You've had a rich tapestry of food jobs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Yeah. Yep.
Can you hook us up?
Yeah. With some barbecue?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. No one there, I'm sure, would remember me. It's been like...
Can I meet Abuelo?
15 years. Abuelo,
he died.
Oh. R.I.P.
They do that. They've got a shorter shelf life than monkeys, I'll tell you.
That's true.
Grandfathers.
Abuelos and monkeys.
I gotta text my monkey.
He can text?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, like he can fuck, he can text.
That's what they always say. That's what I say when a guy won't text me back and I get really, really frustrated. And I'm like, if he can fuck, he can text.
Yeah, it's the same skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, men text with their dicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I used to.
Until you met.
Until I met my one and only.
I can't do either, so.
That's rough.
Hey, someday.
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 You've got time.
I've got a few years.
Yeah. Till you're no longer allowed to do either.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have any advice for
yes,
the snake
I have
person?
Some. Dress up the snakes as cats and dogs. That way, aww, your partner's like, what happened to our snakes? Mm. And you say, well, they got out of their tank. They went away. Mm. But I got this dog and cat.
But wouldn't it make more sense to get a cat and dress it up like a snake and then be like, here's the snake you remember. And then she doesn't have to deal with a snake.
I can really clearly picture how you would dress a snake like a cat, but I don't know how you would dress a cat like a snake.
Why wouldn't you just have the snake like eat the cat whole and then it's like just the shape of a cat?
Because then the snake is still there. That doesn't solve the problem of getting rid of the snake.
Well, I was going to say, once your partner sees that a cat and a dog are there, they're not a fan. They want the snakes. Mm. They get rid of the dog and the cat, thus getting rid of the snakes.
Okay, I should have let you finish. Sorry. Perfect plan.
That is a good plan.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe?
No, I don't think I can beat that.
Okay, great.
I'll just say this.
All right.
Don't let a couple of snakes come between you and a true love.
Dump him.
Honestly, I think that's the best advice you've ever given.
Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh. I worked really hard. Okay. If you have a question, or if you want some help with your busted ass love life, or
okay,
your shitty career.
All right.
Wow.
You hate your fans.
They know I'm just joshing them. If you have something you want to talk about, hit me up. 432 Agata High. Call or text that number. Or go to twb.cool/ask. Love you.
We're waiting.
Bye.
Hot Agata's waiting to take your call now.
Okay, now's the time of the show where it's July's Funny Pages.
July's Funny Pages.
Okay, so Caitlin, what is your relationship to the Sunday Funnies, the comic strips?
I deeply enjoyed them as a child, and I haven't had the great privilege to see many in the last 20 years. But I appreciate their humor. I think lately Family Circus has been getting a lot of flack, but some people like bad comedy, so I think that's fine.
Yeah,
I actually like good comedy, so we don't do Family Circus on the show.
Okay.
Okay, so you got to choose between three different comic strips that I will read, and then we'll go around and we'll guess what the final panel is. Usually it's you're setting up to some sort of joke, usually. It's not always the case. You got to choose between Lola, Foxtrot, or BC.
Foxtrot. That's the one with the teenage boy?
Yeah.
It's a whole family, yeah.
Yeah, I hate teens, so I want to see him humiliated.
Great.
Okay, this is Foxtrot by Bill Amend. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 panels. First panel, we see two teens. One's on her phone.
Yuck.
The other one's at her desk, jotting something down. Looks like they might be at school. The one on the phone says, I think I need a new phone. The other says, what's wrong with that one? Okay, so that's the first panel.
Oh, boy. Six more to go.
We're in it for the whole ride.
Second panel.
It's not even Sunday.
Is it not? Second panel. The teen on the phone says, "It's as slow as molasses." The other teen goes, "Have you tried closing all the apps?" All right, that's the second panel.
Hmm.
Foxtrot has really entered the modern age.
Yeah. Do kids say "slow as molasses" these days?
Oh,
that
I
sounds
do.
Like a real old person.
Yeah, it does phrase. Seem
and
like
we all know Agata is 16.
Yeah, I'm a teen forever. Okay,
so
teen.
So you say "slow as molasses"?
Oh yeah, okay. We all say it on the online.
Which websites?
Butt.com.
Butt.com?
Oh, you're saying "slow as mole asses"?
Oh.
Is that why it's on butt.com?
Yeah, it's from a meme.
That's oh, so it's all like butt-related memes and jokes yeah. and puns. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Okay. It happened in place.
Well, my monkey friend is not allowed to look at those kind of websites.
Wow, you're
okay.
An abusive
wait a minute.
Relationship.
Third panel.
We're going to dig
he's
into this
not
later.
Allowed. He has rights.
Third panel. The teen on the phone goes, "Duh." And the other teen goes, "And doing a hard restart?"
Okay.
So this is just like a Apple like
ad?
Ad, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Save your guess a silly end.
I'm already picturing an older person like drawing deeply from their personal tech support frustrations to write this comment.
A hard restart.
No, thank you. Why can't it just keep working?
Fourth panel.
That would be a good ending to the joke.
Fourth panel. Teen on the phone goes, "I tried that also."
Oh, okay.
The other teen goes, "Well, it shouldn't be running slowly. It's not that old."
I am falling asleep.
Fifth panel. The teen on the phone, now in a close-up shot, says, "All I know is that in the time it takes for me to get a single text message from a boy, Nicole's phone has gotten like 20.
That feels like the punchline already.
Yeah, now this guy knows how teens speak. I do have to give it to him. They say Bill. Things like "slow as mole asses." They say things like "text from a boy."
All right, now we'll go around and you guys can guess what the final panel is.
I really felt like the fifth panel had the punchline in it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing. She thinks it's slow because she's not getting texted.
Yep.
So, like, now we're basically full on denouement territory. Mm-hmm. So, I think...
Can you speak English, please?
Okay.
Yeah, that is very offensive to me.
We're in full on...
Denouement
territory. Thank you. And so, I think it's just going to be something real slice of lifey, like...
Of life.
It's gonna be. She's gonna say something like, "Oh, a reminder just went off. Time for me to update my software." God damn it! I don't have a good one.
Great guess, Gabe. Caitlin, do you have a guess?
Yes. Judging from what I know of teens, which is that they're bad. I would say, I bet it's something like the other girl says, "Yes, that's because boys aren't texting you. And while it might seem like you're the only one who's not getting texts from boys, teenage years are brutal and most of us are lonely. And it's the first time we've realized our mortality. And finally, we can see that we all die alone." That's my guess.
That's a great guess.
Thanks.
A little long for a little panel, but hey,
maybe
I got
him. I'm gonna guess that the teen's grandpa comes into the last
his
frame.
Abuelito
his abuelito comes in and says, "Millennials these days are ruining everything," including hooking up.
Okay. Great
in
guess.
My day, we just hooked up. We didn't talk about it.
We didn't text. We met up at the fucking pond or whatever.
The fucking pond.
The fucking pond.
There was Lover's Lane, and then there was the fucking pond.
Oh, my monkey and I know the fucking pond.
Anyway,
you're wrong.
Wait, even me?
Yeah, I was looking right at you and said, "You're wrong."
Are you sure you're looking at the right person?
Yes, yeah, so looking at you, Okada.
So I was right?
No, you're
about
wrong,
about the
too.
Death? Okay.
You're wrong,
I feel like it was a real missed opportunity.
Gabe. You were wrong. In the final panel, the teen on the phone goes, is it a memory thing? Maybe I have too many photos on here. And then she starts deleting all the photos on her phone. And then finally, the other teen, upset at her desk with her hand in her face, says simply, Paige, stop.
Okay.
It's really, I mean, this obsession we all have with these phones.
Right.
I mean, that's really what this comic is going after.
Yeah, that's some deep shit.
That's a part of the show where I read the comments on the comic. Arbitrary says, oh, Paige, it's just you being a desperate, boring twit.
Okay. Wow. That is a little girl.
Wow.
Jesus.
Desperate,
that's
boring.
That's a child.
Templo SUD. Frequent commenter says, I had wondered why my iPhone for a few months kept turning itself off. I finally went to a battery store where the diagnosis was clear. The unit needed a new battery.
Thank you for sharing.
Whoa. Wait. So these are just people who read a comic and said, I know what this needs.
Yes.
My battery story.
Yes.
Yes.
And that person frequently posts stuff like that.
And finally, Bill Robb, a GC insider, says, Paige should talk to Luann. She has the same, quote, boy problem. End quote. Man,
that would be a great crossover. Paige from Foxtrot on Luann.
Mm-hmm.
From Luann.
Oh. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the end of the comic segment.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God.
This Banksy painting self-destructed after being sold for $1.3 million.
Oh my gosh.
You keep the trends hot because this came out like 2 hours ago.
That's right.
I did see this too. Pretty funny.
Wow. He pranked this person hard.
That guy is a genius. That's art.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've learned so much about society just by looking at his art, you know?
Honestly,
like,
what do
we're
they
all
expect?
On our phones too much.
What yeah, that's expect? What it's about.
Yeah.
What do and they we expect?
All, we all want too many things.
What do they expect?
I bet they expected to get an art that they paid for. Yeah.
$1.4 million.
Well, don't you think this exposure has only increased the value of that piece of art now?
Yes, 100%. Yes.
But
so he sure showed that guy.
I'm going to say Banksy is the corniest art dude.
I'm gonna have to agree. I think the shit is corny. I think he like created something really cool and then has been corny as hell for like 10 years. Mm-hmm.
I think...
No offense.
None taken. Yeah. I think that Banksy, after this little stunt, should change his name to Pranksy.
That would be...
If I could put this mic down, I'd clap hard for you. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
He should get a new angle because I'm sick of it.
My monkey friend came up with
it's
that.
It's a girl like, holding a gun, but it shoots a flower.
Oh my gosh.
It's a boy throwing a grenade, but it's a human heart. I don't know why I'm so mad at him. He did nothing to me.
He did though, you know, he's affecting the culture of the world.
Yeah.
In a negative way.
Yeah, graffiti was like cool and I don't know. I don't know what's cool, but it just seemed like graffiti was something that like a teen could do to express themselves, which I don't want them to because I hate the things they say. But like at least they had like an outlet for their art and we were like, this is bad and stupid. And then like a guy was like, but what if I do it a lot all over the place, the exact same thing every time? And everyone was like, now this is good.
And now we're seeing like financial guys like spray painting adults suck like on the sides of buildings. Like it's not even,
that's exactly what's happening.
It's not even rebellious anymore.
No. Come on. 1.3. But I do like that a rich person had to pay a lot of money for something.
Yeah.
Take their money away.
Yeah.
Give it to us.
Yeah. I'll shred your shit.
Yeah.
I'll buy a shredder.
Yeah.
Banksy, we're calling you out. come on our show. We're giving you a platform finally to speak your mind.
Finally.
He's just been looking for someone to.
Yeah. And bring one of your art pieces and we'll cut it up for you. You don't even have to use a shredder.
Yeah. We'll save you money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And time.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm into it.
What's the name of your monkey friend?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, why not? Is it something embarrassing? Like
it's Pranksy. Oh,
so wow. Your monkey set friend came up with that Pranksy joke.
Well, he's that. Banksy. Wait my monkey minute. Friend. My monkey friend is Banksy.
Oh,
but my name for him is Pranksy. Oh my
God, why have we never considered that Banksy is not human?
Is like a chimp.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It totally makes sense.
And is dating July, because July's always got like really, you know, beautiful graffiti art everywhere.
You do. All over your face.
Yeah.
It's all over my face.
Is that like a fun game you guys do? Yeah. Like a fun, sexy time?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Sharpie?
It's part of a role play. I play a wall.
Cool. Been there.
LaCroix faces lawsuit for allegedly including cockroach insecticide in its sparkling water.
Oh boy.
Mm. Mm.
LaCroix.
Oh boy, LaCroix.
That is not what I asked for in my drink.
America's sweet nectar.
I mean, listen, this headline's juicy and it's sexy and it's nasty, but I think that it is a little misleading.
Okay.
Because I did read an article about this, and the ingredient is limonene,
mm-hmm.
which is like a thing that they like derive from lemon peel or something like that. So it like is part of cockroach insecticide, but it's not the part. It's like when they were like, right. Oh, that ingredient in like Subway buns is the same as in yoga mats. And it's like, yeah, well, like so is carbon. Like,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
just like a thing that we use.
Fuck Subway bread though.
Yeah, it sucks ass.
Yeah,
yeah, I only eat my sandwiches on yoga mat.
Yeah, I've noticed. You'll take a cold cut and some pickles and just roll them up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good. Seems bad, but...
It's not. It's not. It's good.
Okay.
I imagine that it's the flavor that the color of the yoga mat is. So if it's like a blue yoga mat, it's a blueberry bread.
With your cold cuts.
With cold cuts, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mustard.
These are expensive sandwiches you're eating.
Well, I cut off of one yoga mat.
Oh, okay.
Then you're eating blueberry sandwiches forever.
And explain to me, why do you use the yoga mat right before?
Yeah, you get it good and sweaty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Condiment. It's a condiment. It's like malt vinegar.
Ah, I see.
Wait a minute. All right. Your sweat tastes like malt vinegar?
It does.
You should go to a doctor. No offense.
No. I'd rather go to this spot in the Cat and Fiddle near here. They have fish and chips, and I just sweat on them.
Morrissey goes there.
You do what? What
really?
Do you do?
Mm-hmm.
I sweat onto my fish and chips.
How?
Like that?
I need to hear it.
But. Oh, yeah.
No.
If only you could translate this hand motion into audio.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, what were we talking about?
So this is fake news.
Right. Yeah. So LaCroix.
I think what's at the heart of the lawsuit is they were like, you say you use all natural ingredients, but that's not technically a natural ingredient.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's not natural. I don't want to be eating rat poison.
You don't care if it's natural?
I'm sorry. I don't. I don't give a shit.
But I live an all natural life. I sleep on dirt and I eat grass and I drink LaCroix.
Sounds like you're doing all right then.
Living the life.
Honestly, I drink a lot of LaCroix. I feel like we're kind of on the end of the LaCroix thing, right? I feel like people are turning against it now.
I feel like it's just the market has become super saturated now. So now I was at the supermarket yesterday and there were yes, a lot of flavors of LaCroix. So many.
Was it spelled Souper market?
It was a supermarket.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. But they had a lot of other brands doing the LaCroix thing now too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's like a Polar and
that one that's
Spindrift.
Nasty.
I think it's so gross.
I hate it.
Oh my God. Have you tried the raspberry one?
No, but I can imagine.
It's one of the grossest things I've ever
drank. Can I steal you for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about the drinks over here.
Yeah.
So I feel like I should have not gone through with the monkey bit.
No?
No. And I feel like I'm too deep in it. Uh-huh. And I personally don't like what I said.
You're afraid to break up with a monkey? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not a thing. It's not a real thing.
What?
I had a monkey as a pen pal. That's like as far as relationship I've ever had with a monkey.
You had a monkey as a pen pal?
I mean, you could just save so much water with soda
stream. That is disgusting.
That's the craziest
part. What?
Totally.
That is gross.
I know Spindrift says that they use real fruit.
What's gross about it?
Is it rotten
fruit? You pen pal with people.
Because it tastes like doo-doo.
People.
It tastes like vomit.
It's so gross.
I didn't know you were anti
this
monkey.
I don't think that a man should pen pal with a monkey. I think that that's disgusting.
Okay.
What's going on over here?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
July wasn't dating a monkey. It was a lie.
What do you mean it was a lie?
He was pen pals with it.
That's a girl thing. A man shouldn't be pen pals with a monkey.
July, what could it possibly have to say?
That's only for girls.
I don't believe in gender.
What?
July.
This is crazy.
Listen, you know it's been established. I don't see color. I don't believe in gender.
Wait, what's next? You don't think math is real?
No, I think that's real. That's science.
Yeah, well,
math is science.
You don't think the moon landing happened?
No, because that's science.
Wait, no, but algebra is letters, so that's English.
What do you think about that?
You
say math is science, but algebra is English.
Oh. What did you write to the monkey? Like, just about your day?
What did it write back?
Better question.
Well,
I need to know both.
I wrote to the monkey a screenplay idea.
What?
Which I will not share because it will get stolen by the listeners.
We didn't
of the
ask.
Show.
Nobody monkey already asked. Stole it.
Well, it's already been made. Ghostbusters.
Okay. You wrote, wait a minute. Is what's his name? A monkey?
Paul Feig.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so it was Ghostbusters 2, not Ghostbusters original.
The reboot, yes.
Yeah, reboot, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't come up with Ghostbusters. No.
Paul Feig being a monkey does make a lot of sense.
Well dressed like a monkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gentle and kind like a monkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would never pen pal with a man.
Mm. Yuck. Well,
I'm
glad we're past that.
So I guess in summation, what the point is that LaCroix doesn't have rat poison in it.
Keep drinking it.
Keep drinking it.
Until the day you die.
From rat poison.
And the other point is fuck Spindrift. Don't ever buy that garbage water.
It truly is rotten. It's, like it, every can is rotten.
It's so tried it yet.
It's so fucking
should I try
gross.
It?
Yeah, you should.
I've seen a lot of people like on Twitter talk about how they don't like LaCroix and they only drink Spindrift. I'm like, why? How?
Instead of a thing that tastes like a nice fresh fruit water, you want something that's clearly rotted in the can.
Yeah, it smells like it's been sitting out in the sun for 45 years.
And it sounds like something Sonic the Hedgehog does.
Spindrift?
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
or something from Fast and Furious.
That too.
Mm-hmm. Tokyo Spindrift.
When is Sonic going to join the Furious gang?
God, can't wait.
No, he can't because he and The Rock have like a big feud neither of them can lose to the other one. Mm. It's just too hard.
Two of my faves, really.
Yeah, so true. Mm-hmm. I like it when Sonic's pregnant in all that internet art. Do you guys like that?
I did.
No.
Okay.
Who got him pregnant?
It's upsetting.
I don't know, but there's like a big subculture of internet art that's just like Sonic pregnant or like Sonic Vore or like Sonic, I don't know, furry.
I don't want my favorite cartoon characters being pregnant. I think of them as asexual.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you won't watch any of those flashback episodes of The Simpsons.
Because they're all pregnant in them?
Yeah. Boy, I'm pregnant, boy.
Homer, I'm pregnant, boy. That was a pretty bad merge.
The latest viral meme trend is possibly not as stupid as you think.
Okay, so I'm going to show you some of these, and you guys can read them out loud. Feel free to scroll, Agata.
Oh yeah. Okay. I love it. It's moth memes. Have you guys seen this?
No.
Gabe?
Mirth.
No.
But it's mirth. They've got the umlaut.
Mirth memes. This one's just a moth at a McDonald's drive-thru, and it says, "Hi, let me get a large lamp."
That's good stuff.
It really makes me laugh. It's so fucking dumb.
Because moths like lamps.
Yeah. That is a terrifying looking guy.
It's just a scary moth, and it says, "Close up of moth outside my window."
I don't think that's a meme. I think it's just
looks
a photo.
Big and scary.
Oh, somebody responded to that photo. Hey, buddy, you have any lamps?
I do like this one.
Okay, here's we're looking at some eyeballs on different substances. We got marijuana, bloodshot eyes, alcohol, weird looking eyes, cocaine, big pupils.
Also, something fucked up is going on with the white of that person's eye. Look at that. Look at that over on the side.
Oh yeah.
It's hatching.
Oh god. And then the bottom
That's
one just says
for you.
The bottom one just says lamp, and it's moth.
That's very funny.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Oh yeah.
I've seen a million of them and I want more.
I guess I'm not as online as I thought.
This seems like a teen trend.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why you haven't seen it.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't have a lot of teens in my life. And then there's a moth looking in the mirror. It's saying to itself, "Why are you like this?" Which I like.
Yeah. I identify with that.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm just going to say it. Butterflies are better.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah. They're prettier. They're more
really
colorful.
Good.
If I were... So caterpillars turn into butterflies. What turns into moths? Caterpillars, right?
Yeah, same shit.
Oh my god. If I was a caterpillar and then I turned into a moth, I would be so bummed.
And it is a choice. Like, they do. A lot of people will tell you, oh no, it's biology. It is a choice.
Mm-hmm. I know. Why would you pick being a moth?
I don't know.
When you could be
a
butterfly.
Well, you could eat a sweater.
But like a butterfly could eat a sweater.
But they don't, right?
No, but it's because they're not dicks.
That's true.
Why would you want to eat a... I mean, butterflies hang out on flowers. Wouldn't you rather hang out on a beautiful smelling flower eating nectar than chew on some sweaty old sweater?
No. I want to eat that sweater.
Yeah, some people do. In the defense of the moth, like, some people just want to be inside in the dark their whole lives in a closet.
You talking about me right now?
That was a subtweet right at you. You like to be indoors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with moths. You know what? They're cool.
They don't bite you.
Yeah. They're fine. All they do is like shed dust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a weird dust. Mm. And chomp on clothes, but whatever. We all do that.
Yeah. And they fly around your lights.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think I've ever seen a moth.
What?
That can't be true.
No, I don't think I've ever seen one for real.
That's impossible, July.
Is it?
How have you lived in such a way that you avoided it?
Well, I'm an indoor kid.
You stay out of the light.
I stay out of the light, yeah.
You're never outdoors at night?
No.
Is it because of Slenderman?
Yes, because of Slenderman. Especially in Halloween.
Yeah, he really does follow you around. That's a bummer.
I just don't want to talk about it, Slenderman.
Yeah, I understand.
Took my friends.
These moths really want to help out. They could go after some of these ankle biters.
You're sorry. Oh, and I forgot. I did want to say about that. If mosquitoes could transmit bloodborne diseases, mm-hmm. we would all have HIV.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. Just think about it.
That's a good point.
What if we do?
I've had a lot of STD tests. I think we would know.
Okay.
Not like a lot, like a normal amount. Like very, oh, okay. Like a normal, like
more
the amount
than
you're
usual.
To, no, like the amount you're supposed to have. I misspoke.
Once a day?
that wouldn't even be useful because new stuff wouldn't even show up. It would have to be like once every couple of months, which is fine.
Okay.
Moths are cute.
They are kind of cute when I'm staring at this weird little face.
Hopefully one day I get to run into one.
It looks like an owl
I'll
face.
I'll introduce you.
Oh. Really? You yeah. moth friend?
I've got some moth friends.
But you say you like butterflies better.
Oh. Don't tell them those monkey stories, though.
What?
They'll get uncomfortable.
They'll get uncomfortable if you tell the moths about the monkey.
Okay.
They have a very hard line in the sand when it comes to human-animal relationships.
Got the
it.
Only thing they like is lamps.
So truly.
Everything else is outside the scope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the moon. They like the moon.
Mm. Mm. Oh, yeah.
But they can't get close to it like they like to.
Yeah. Can you imagine if, like, it was Make-A-Wish, but instead it was, like, moths to the moon, and we could put them all on a spaceship, and they could all go to the moon?
Oh, they would love that.
They'd be so happy.
Mm. It would be night always.
Yeah. They could finally touch the moon, which is what they want.
Which is what man has never been able to accomplish.
Whoa. So true, so true, so true.
Great point.
Let's do it. We're starting a GoFundMe.
Moths to the moon.
Please, please contribute.
Dot cool.
We did it.
Nice.
We talked about everything important happening in
right
America
now.
Right now.
That's it.
That's it.
Nothing else.
We do have one more very important segment that we do in every episode. It is, of course, the traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things that we talked about on the podcast, which we invite any guest who would like to join us in doing that.
Any of the many guests around here?
Yeah. Caitlin, would you like to hoedown with us?
I would love to hoedown.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Is Agata going to hoedown?
Mm.
Okay.
I don't do it anymore.
No.
Sorry to disappoint.
Okay. It's just it's the only thing I hoped would happen today.
But what she will do is give us a suggestion of something that she'd like to hear a hoedown about. She wants to hear a hoedown. She just doesn't want to do one.
Got it. Okay.
Being a moth going in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sure.
There goes Robo-Laura Hall. Over to the piano.
Oh, nice. Wow, she is
yeah,
really...
Yeah, ready to hoe down.
Oh, she does all the things real Laura Hall does.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, that's why we keep her around despite all her many flaws. She's really good at playing the piano.
Yeah.
And there she goes.
Well, a moth went a-driving up the drive-thru ramp. It said what it wanted, a large order of lamb. And a sweater and someone's hat. Oh, and yes, I do want fries with that.
So I came back to McDonald's because they messed up my order. So I had to see what was going on. And then when I went to talk about my order, and they were like, hey, it's Fran from The Nanny.
Perfect. Hey, yeah, can I get a lamp? That's a meme that I really like to stamp with my seal of approval. Yes, it's two memes in one. Hey, when you're a moth, you can have some internet fun. Bum, bum, bum.
Nice.
Great.
Thanks. It's really high pitched.
Hey, McDonald's, I'll have moth.
Put it on the in another bag for me.
To eat my own kind. Yes, I am a cannibal, so fuck your stupid vest.
Fuck your stupid vest.
That was beautiful.
I think that was the best one we've done for sure.
Yes.
You said that so on the far. Billy Ritter episode, so I don't really know who to believe.
I mean, so far.
And, you know, okay, okay.
They get better every time.
They get better every time.
Okay. Yeah, I've just, I Sorry, feel like I've Billy. Heard it on a few of them. So, you know.
No, just, I mean, every time I say it is true. So, okay. The first one we did was fucking shit.
Oh, wow.
They just keep getting better and better.
Except for me. Mine were all garbage. So then I just had to bow out completely.
Rough. Was it the singing that got you or the rhyming?
I hate all of it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's fair.
I also hate it when in like improv games. I don't like the singing and the rhyming and the rapping.
I truly can't get enough of those.
That's
how I feel too.
Yeah.
Caitlin.
Yeah.
We've reached the end of the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
It's been a
really good time.
I learned so much about all of you guys. It was really nice. You've got a monkey boyfriend, a god who hates snakes, Gabe.
Pudding, I like I tech.
Oh, yeah.
Tech stuff is fun.
Yeah.
That's my, I'm the tech guy.
You don't get enough credit for turning a punch card robot into a functioning AI. You really don't.
She's barely functioning, let's be real.
She's more functioning.
Yeah, that's true. She does like to fuck.
Do you guys have sex with, do you guys all, do you have sex with robot?
I've never done
that. No, I'm a virgin.
How dare you?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
She's like a mother to me.
Like a horny mother.
Yeah.
Sexually open mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Just lizard people, you know. Yeah, it's a fun podcast about conspiracy theories. I have lots of guests and we talk about conspiracies. And I promise not to do any more ASMR sounds on any podcast ever. How about that?
Great.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Check out the podcast. It's fun.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Hotagatas are waiting for your call. I want to plug that too. That soundbite I did earlier.
Great. Well, it's going to be on our future apps.
So
don't worry.
You'll it's be coming back.
Yeah. It'll make a return trip to the moon. I mean, to Mars.
I got it. Do you have anything to plug?
I want
to
plug, just a big old corn dog.
Oh, the one from earlier?
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it.
What about a hot dog with a snake in it?
I don't want to plug that, July. Wait for your turn. I want to plug a big corn dog.
I haven't had a corn dog in years, it feels like.
Oh, they're good.
They're so good.
They hold up.
My favorite corn dog's at a California Adventure.
Same, baby. They're so good.
Corn Dog Castle.
They're so crisp.
They're so good.
The mustard, it's just, it's all right.
Oh my God. Have you ever had the cheese stick they sell there?
No, I have not.
It's so good. It's like a grilled cheese in the form of a, in the shape of a corn dog.
Mm-hmm. My word.
Yeah. It's delightful. But I always get the corn dog as well, of course. Yeah. I love corn dogs. That's all I got.
July, how about you? Anything to plug?
Yeah, I'll plug two of my shows over at the UCB Inner Sanctum. The Captain Jam every second Tuesday of the month at 10 o'clock. Come jam. And every second Wednesday of the month, it's Menudo. We do improv based off of clips from telenovelas. So come see that.
Hmm.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Robolora Hall, do you have anything to plug?
I'm horny.
Cool.
Okay.
I would like to plug.
I'm so sorry. She'd like to plug something into her socket. Has anyone made that joke ever?
Was that not clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
She'd like someone to plug her in. She's running out of battery.
Yeah. But also as a sex thing.
And as a sex thing too. Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
She vibrates.
I would like to plug. Hey, you know what? I'd like to plug giving something you thought was lame a second chance.
Can you elaborate on that?
I don't know. So you might just open yourself up to something new.
Okay.
Are you talking about
like
me?
What?
No.
I feel. I don't know. You so looked right at me.
Gabe, can I steal you for a second?
Yeah, sure.
I just heard your advice, and I think I'm going to double down on the monkey thing from earlier.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Just don't tell anybody about the pen pal name.
Okay, I won't say that. Yeah. Yeah, but I thought it was lame, but I think it's pretty. It was pretty funny. I think it was pretty cool.
It's
now,
good. Yeah.
The grocery store brand of sparkling water is okay, though.
Yeah, I actually love Polar, but it's a little too bubbly.
I know exactly what you mean.
Mm, yeah, I still drink the shit out of it, though.
Of course.
What are you guys talking about?
I'd also like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It's on Thursday nights on CBS right after Murphy Brown. Murphy's back, babies!
Hell yeah. My favorite character on television.
We can be found online at twb.cool and on Facebook and Twitter at TrendsWBenefits. Give us a follow. And subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Give us a rating or a review if you feel so inclined. I'll help you. This show is fun and funny, and it just brightens my day. So just type that and send it in.
Or, and then you could maybe pick like one guest who you thought was the best ever, like the best ever guest, and then include that in your review.
Check out
like,
episode 75 with Caitlin Hempstead.
Sure. Yeah. Hypothetically.
It's a great jumping off point.
Great place to start.
thanks to our friend Andrew Clotworthy for our music. And thanks all of our readers for listening. We love you so much. And a bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.